Welcome to Authors on Tour Live, a podcast for people who love to hear about books from the authors themselves.
We're at the Authors Studio at Book Expo America 2011 in New York City with a special edition of the Harlequin Author Spotlight. And today we're talking with author Sarah Matheny, author of the new cookbook, Peas and Thank You. Welcome, Sarah.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Now, your new book, Peas and Thank You, Simple Meatless Meals the Whole Family Will Love, has evolved out of your very successful blog of the same name. Tell me about your journey from stay-at-home mom to blogger to first-time cookbook author.
Well, in my former life, I was an attorney and caught up in the hustle and bustle of the corporate job and putting in as many hours as I could a week. And then I became a mom, and that wasn't really a priority anymore, and the priority were my kids. With that transition to motherhood, I also had to make a transition to thinking about what I was going to feed my family. And that had to change, not only for me, but for my kids as well. And at the time we started transitioning to a vegetarian diet was about the same time that I started the blog, just to kind of have an outlet, to have a sense of community with other families and women and young professionals who maybe were wanting to change up their own diets as well. And so out of that, just through sharing recipes and stories and building that community of readers, came the idea to write a cookbook. And that's how the book came about.
But it's a different kind of cookbook. I find that Peas and Thank You avoids any crunchy granola stereotypes of vegetarian cooking. What are the key things that you've learned about creating meals that we, and particularly our kids, will enjoy?
I think the important thing is to keep the same sort of familiar recipes and flavors that kids are used to, not necessarily trying to introduce exotic things with ingredients that we all don't have in our pantries, but keeping the same traditional mac and cheese and pizza and burgers, but doing them in a completely different way, but using the same spices and flavors that you'd find in the traditional version, but without the meat and the unhealthy ingredients.
So you're a mainstream family eating a not-so-mainstream diet. What are some of the biggest challenges you faced when you started to make those changes feeding your own family?
I guess the biggest change was just getting everybody on board. I transitioned first, and it was really difficult to have to cook different meals for not only myself, and then my husband, and then my kids. So the solution was to find recipes that everybody can enjoy, that would satisfy my husband, who has, you know, for lack of saying in a better way, a manly appetite, but then also finding recipes that the kids would enjoy too, without any strange ingredients that they were going to push their plates away from.
So your book is not only filled with delicious recipes, it's also filled with your trademark warmth and humor that people have come to know all based around your being a mom. How have your kids had a role in this book?
The book really not only is a cookbook, but it's a love letter to my kids. And I'm so excited that they're going to have this for the rest of their lives to look at and remember this time in our lives. Not that it was centered around food, but that food was a basic part of our memories as a family, just like it is for every family, but in a healthier way.
So what's next for Sarah Matheny?
We're going to keep on cooking. We always have to eat. So, and the kids are getting older and getting more creative themselves and wanting to get more involved in the kitchen too. So it's just going to be more stories, more recipes, and more fun.
Thank you very much, Sarah, for sitting down with us and telling us about the book. Once again, I've been chatting with Sarah Matheny, author of the new cookbook called Peas and Thank You.
Thank you.